Well, good morning. Good to be with you, and thanks for joining. I wanted to share this morning a challenge. I'm constantly worried about the kind of light, how I reflect my life towards others, and I know it often isn't good, but it doesn't take away that, you know, I am concerned about the way I reflect Christ. So the reading today is from John chapter 14 and verse 1 to 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself. Now that's interesting. Jesus is saying that he's going away and he's coming back and he's going to take us, or he was talking to Thomas and Philip then, he's going to take them to himself. I mean, these words, these are probably, for me anyway, there is nothing in the Bible that speaks more vividly on the Trinity of the Father, Son and Holy Spirit. So he's going to prepare a place and he's going to take us to himself. And he says, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. And just like any doubting person, call him Doubting Thomas, Thomas pipes up a question and he says, well, Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? What a great question. Well, we don't know where you're going. I mean, where is it? Tell me the way and I'll get there. But Thomas was being open and honest. I don't know where you're going. So how am I going to get there? Jesus says to him, I am the way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one comes to the Father except through me. The number of times that we are asked as believers how I get to heaven, and we say, you need to ask Jesus into your heart, you know, you need to be born again, referring to John chapter 3 and Nicodemus. But it's not as simple as that. Our life changes. The way that we live, the road that we're taking, the way that we were going changes. We were once going that way, and once we know Jesus, once we've got him in our hearts, the reason for living changes because we've been enlightened. The light of Christ, Jesus himself, comes to live within us, and then we express ourselves the light of Christ. I often come across those that have said the prayer. And others have looked and said, oh, look, loving me, praise the Lord, he's become a Christian. Well, because he said a prayer, it doesn't mean anything. They're just words. They know us, and they know a new convert by the change. If there's light there, there will be change. If you flick a light switch, there will be change, unless the bulb's gone. But the light comes on. Something has changed. From now on, you do know the Father and have seen him. Verse 8, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. And that's something else people always say. Oh, if I see, I'll believe. Well, if you look in Luke 16 with the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man went down into Hades, and Lazarus went up to heaven, and the rich man said, let me go back and tell my brothers. Well, Abraham, who was up in heaven with Lazarus, said, even if somebody came back from the dead and visited the brothers, they still wouldn't believe. So seeing is not believing. It doesn't work. It is that revelation. It is God himself coming and engulfing our whole being, mingling in our spirit and bringing change in our lives. Seeing does not bring belief. Jesus said to him, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? You imagine this. I mean, you've been with Jesus for 3 years, seeing all the miracles, to water into wine, lepers healed, blind seeing, and he still doesn't recognize who Jesus is. Naive, I suppose, is the right word. Because I believe how I believe in my heart, I think it should be so easy for anyone else to believe. But it's not. It is really difficult for them to believe. Because, again, as I have often said, what is built in stays in. Who knows what has been built into these people in their growing up? Sometimes they just need good Christian friends to shine the light. Verse 10. Do not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Exactly the same with us now, as Christ is living in us, as we witness, as we choose to take the light of Christ to others. Jesus speaks through us to others, to the hearts. Something happens when we speak to somebody. You know, there's life coming with the words that we speak. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. And in fact, will do greater works than these because I am going to the Father, because he's going to himself. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. Interesting how we can use the Lord's name to ask for things that we think are really important. Even just coming through COVID, you know, I can't say that we've really struggled for food, for our needs. Everything's been met. We've had money if we wanted to go out, well, if we were allowed out. Anyway, the reason for sharing those 14 verses with you is simply to say this: God sent his light into the world. Jesus Christ, his own Son. And we are the light of the world. You read that in Matthew chapter 7, 6 or 7. So we say we know Jesus, we follow Jesus, we love Jesus, we live our lives for Jesus. Yet Thomas, who walked with Jesus, saw miracles, heard all the great stories from the others, had difficulty understanding and accepting him. Thomas says, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. There is no other way. The only way is through Jesus Christ. We can try any other way we like and think that it's all great, but I'm sorry, there is only one way, that when we leave this life, we will go and spend eternity with God, the Creator. And that is through his Son, Jesus Christ. Do you know, I don't know whether you've seen this, there's this TV program with Lost Relatives, and never ceases to amaze me when a sister, a brother, or the mother. Actually, last week's one was of a mother that left her son in a telephone box. And many, many years ago, he's in his 50s now, actually. And they got to meet. And he loved his foster parents, his foster mum and dad, and said, yeah, they're my my mum and dad. But there's, you can't, I need to meet my mother. I need to know why. Why did she leave me in the telephone box? Why was I not wanted? Did she want me? All of these questions for many years had been rattling round in his mind, and they'd affected his own spirit, his own heart. He had not much confidence. But when the mum told him that she'd had six other children besides, and she was forced, and she watched and waited just a few minutes until somebody picked him up the telephone box, and she said, I thought about you every day. And it turned out that she had actually mentioned him to one of the other children. For the person that is lost, on God's heart, every day. Not a day goes by that God is sending his messengers, his people, shining light in whatever way that it might be. Through the work in the church, through the work on the streets, God is doing his work. Let's ask ourselves, what is the way? It's easy to say that Jesus is the way, and Thomas was told the same thing, but he simply couldn't grasp it. Yet he still was a follower of Jesus. And I looked up what way means. Three simple letters, but it means this in the dictionary. The line of communication between two places or a chosen direction. So the way is that communication. Through Jesus, we get that communication with God, the Creator. No other way. He is the only line of communication to God. If we don't go through him, then we don't get it. And secondly, it's a chosen direction. And an illustration I've used on a number of occasions before is that if I was invited to a party and told to turn up at 7 o'clock and whoever was going to lead the way to the party is leaving at 7 and he says to me, look, there's only one way there. And if you don't follow me, you're going to get lost. You're not going to get there. I am leaving 7 p.m. prompt. If I turn up at 7:05, whose fault is that? It's mine. I was told the time, and now I'm not going to be joining the party. These are warnings for unbelievers. Jesus came to shine his light and also to warn us that he is the only way. No other way. These verses are all about dwelling and living from the verses earlier that we read in John 14. In my Father's house are many dwelling places, many living places. Jesus said to him, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still don't know me? I have dwelled with you. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I don't speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me. That's in verse 10. Verse 11. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. I dwell in the Father, and he dwells in me. It's a two-way thing. It's exactly the same for us. Jesus dwells in us. We dwell in him. We do our utmost in our life to shine our light, to be bright, to live different to the world. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. John chapter 5 verse 19, Jesus replied, I assure you the Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and tells him everything he is doing. Jesus does nothing by himself. That doesn't mean that we have to be like robots, because obviously we're living our life. But when we are living our life, we seek God in everything that we do. All those main decisions, all those important things that we're doing. How are we going to show, Lord, how are we going to do it? What do you want us to do? It's interesting working in this church, in Reflect or the old Ely Gospel Hall. I'm learning a lot on how people think. And this isn't a negative thing, because I know I'm the same. And again, it's to do with how we shine our light. So I'm talking to two of the older men, the senior men that used to go there. And one of them said, oh yes, it's had a new roof. I said, oh, is it? All right, when was that? And he said, oh, 30, 40 years ago. I said, oh, well, that's not new. That probably needs renewal again. But in his mind, it was still new. So what new ways are we going to find to shine our light, to be bright to those people in the world? We read that Philip was with Thomas listening to this conversation, and Philip said, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. And Jesus responds, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Jesus is the Son. Jesus is God. So my question is this: whoever has seen you has seen who? Matthew chapter 5 verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. But although the world was made through him, it astonishes me, this, it's incredible, isn't it? Although the world was made through him, the world didn't recognize him when he came. Even in his own land and among his own people, he was not accepted. But to all who believed him. This is one of those verses, you know, it does kind of niggle to me when people say that I was chosen above. And I know there are Bible verses that can seemingly say different. But we have to use our spirit as well in interpreting these scriptures. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. To all who believed in Christ, Jesus gave the right to become lights of God. They are reborn, and it's not a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan. This rebirth comes from God. So the word, and again I looked up this word, what does word mean? It's a sound, and Jesus is the true sound. He became human and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. God gave his Son. He sent the only light that could make a difference to this world, to hang on a cross for you and for me, so that we could be cleansed of our sin, all the things that we do wrong. We struggle to replace our past with light. We choose to hold on to ourselves. We're unable to rest on Jesus with our present sin. The light is so dim in our lives, we can't see our sin. Sometimes I found in my life that God reveals sin. It's a bit like he's shining his light, and he reveals a bit more of my sin, the sin in my life that I'm able to deal with. And sometimes I think, goodness me, I didn't even know. And I'm sinning. What a terrible thing. But I'm going to go on sinning. I'm still going to do things wrong. When I leave this gospel caravan today, I'm probably going to sin in some way. But we stand in the pulpit, and sometimes I know people look at me and think, oh, he's got it made, he's got it sorted. Oh, my goodness. If only they knew. No, I haven't. And some of these big preachers, you see them and they're rolling in money, and we think that that's the way to go. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. It's simply bringing yourself to Jesus. I get frustrated when we blame Satan for our sin. I suppose one of the most popular ones is for an alcoholic, when he says, the devil pushed me in, pushed him into a pub or into an off license on old Tesco's, isn't it, where I suppose they get it really cheap. When it's down to decision, we choose how we're going to live. And I know 100% that if we choose Christ, we can turn away from those things. But you choose which way you're going to go. Which way? Do you want Christ? Oh, but I've got an addiction. Yeah, but which way are you going to go? I've got problems, yeah, but which way are you going to go? Make a choice. That's one of the great changes that Jesus brings into our life. You know, we're no longer slaves to sin. We are now slaves to Christ, though Jesus himself calls us his brothers. The Son, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, the Son reflects God's own glory, and everything about him represents God exactly. He sustains the universe by the mighty power of his command. After he died to cleanse us from the stain of sin, he sat down in the place of honour at the right hand of the majestic God of heaven. 1 Peter 2 verse 24, he personally carried away our sins in his own body on the cross so we can be dead to sin and live for what is light. You have been healed by his wounds. We have to know the way, our line of communication and direction. We have to know the truth, believe the words of Jesus. We have to know the life, the ability to function and grow. Where the light shines, there will be change. We change when we deny ourselves and concentrate on Jesus and his purpose. While we are interested in ourselves, we'll stand still and self remains. We can look like we're doing it, but there's nothing happening. It's dead. Light enables people to do their work. It produces growth in crops. It reveals beauty and provides safety. Light represents what is good, pure, true, holy, and reliable. Light reveals, light shines. Light also relates to truth, because light exposes whatever exists, whether it is good or bad. In the dark, good and evil look alike. In the light, they can be clearly distinguished. If you want to see where you are going, we'll walk in the light. In the Bible, light represents what is good. It represents enlightenment. When we are in the light, we are wise to what is before us. Nothing is hidden. We see the way that we are going. We see the way. We see those pitfalls. We see those traps. We see those things before us that can make us fall, so we don't go that way. If light shines on you and reveals darkness in your life, thank God for revealing it and change. My prayer for me, in fact, I'm going to pray. Let's pray. Father, there is nothing in our heart, no desire greater, Lord, than wanting to be your children of light, to shine that light so brightly to others that they ask questions. What is different about that person? How come that person can go through the same things as me, and yet he just seems to be happy and he radiates light? And it's because of you, Lord. Father, today we pray, challenge us, help us, Lord, look at our lives, to see those things in our lives that are not light, things that we hold on to, whether in past, whether present, or those things that we see that could make us fall in future. Father, help us to live as your children. Father Jesus, you said, we will do greater things than you. And our prayer is that our lives reflect you in such a way that we will lay hands on people and they will be healed. Not for any show, Lord, but because we want to see you glorified. Lord, help us be your children, because we are born again and we are changed by you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you and thank you. Privileged to share God's word with you. And I hope that it's challenged you in some way, and that you will look at yourself. I look at myself in the way that we are shining our light and what changes we can make in our life to be more like him. Thank you. God bless you.